Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Hello, Block Talk.
Good morning. My name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside.
Hello, Block Talk. Listen, thank you for calling Street Talk. Well, we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. We have moved up an hour, as you all know. Thank you all for calling. I am your host, Miss Reddy, and my co-host, Diamond. How are you on tonight, Diamond?
Hey, what's happening?
We have a few rules on this show. On Street Talk, we ask that you all do not use profanity, and we respect each other's opinions. I also ask that we speak one at a time so that we all can hear each other as we speak. Also, remember, we are on live, so if you're not speaking, put your phones on mute so we will have no background noises. We can be reached at 310-982-4126. 310-982-4126. Okay, tonight's discussion, I feel, is open. I had planned to speak about something else, but unfortunately, Diamond, what would you like to speak about on tonight? About Ebola?
Would you continue the conversation? Can I say something? Can I say something? Would you please go ahead with your original topic?
Okay.
I'd like to hear it. Yes, ma'am.
My original topic was...
Yes, ma'am.
Why aren't the younger generations going to the church houses and actually speaking out and actually trying to get to know religion, and why are they so discouraged about trying to actually go inside the church houses or whatever form of worship that they would like to attend? Why is it so hard for them to actually go out and actually seek this spiritual knowledge that they want to get, but they're mostly discouraged from doing it because of the traditional things, the traditional ways that went on as we grew up, and they're afraid. A lot of people are saying that they're afraid. So I wanted to speak on tonight to let younger people know, and our generation know, that it's okay if you're not living the traditional way that things used to go. It's okay to still seek knowledge and seek questions. It's okay to ask questions. No question is done when it comes to the spiritual knowledge. You have to go to your elders, and don't be discouraged and don't be afraid to share your thoughts and your questioning. And I mean, it may not be exactly what the elder people want to hear, but if you don't ask anybody or if you don't seek the knowledge for yourself, get into the Bible and start to actually learn the Bible, you will just keep on falling short and you'll just keep on being afraid. Stop being afraid. That's my outlook on today. I want everybody that can hear my voice to understand that it's okay to go seek the higher power. It's all right. You don't have to be afraid of it. Diamond, you can go ahead, and I gather my thoughts because I was.
Okay. I think a lot of people of our generation are stopped at the door because of our elders stuck on a tradition that. I feel like that we should have, in our generation, should have a lot more people to stand up and speak on our spiritual sense and be open to what God has can give us. We're also going through things that things of our elders have been through, and I think we're not being guided by our elders as of today's time. They're stuck on the old traditional way.
A lot of times when you get ready to do something like myself, I want to share a story about myself. Let's go ahead and talk about radio tonight. I want to start out with myself so we can kind of break the ice a little bit. Myself, I'm judged all the time by the way that I talk and the way that I walk and the way that I carry myself and lifestyle that I live. No one actually cares to see that I'm actually seeking God's knowledge for myself. I'm gathering myself to where I'm trying to get to know Jehovah God and my higher power, but I can't do that if somebody's always throwing a curveball to me. When I get ready to do something, I be so afraid sometimes somebody's not understanding my thoughts or my fears or my wants, my desires to seek the knowledge of my higher power. A lot of young people feel the same way that I do, and I come across them, and they're scared to say it. They're scared to ask me. Like we can be somewhere. We want to know the things that we want to get to know. But then one of our friends step in, and they see us while we're trying to learn it. So we'll tend to say, "Oh no, I wasn't trying to learn that," or try to be hardcore. And I want everybody to know that it's okay to gain the knowledge, because I studied the Bible for myself now, and I studied with different people because I want to know different religions and things of that nature, because everybody battles over religion. And so I was discouraged from going. I was raised Baptist, and I was discouraged because of how I saw the Baptist Christians do different things. And so I had to grow up to learn that everybody that says they're a Christian is not a Christian. So I had to learn for myself that just because a person says that they're something, just like a person can say that they're rich and they're not rich, a person can say they're Christian and not actually be a Christian. So I can't judge all Christians by one Christian that I saw that didn't do the right thing, that didn't walk in the same word that comes straight from the Bible. To be a Christian, you do things from the Bible. You don't only talk it. You're supposed to walk the walk. You're supposed to live according to the Bible. The Bible is the truth. It never changes. No matter which Bible is, the word is saying to itself. And I mean, it's the words are just as it is. You can't change it. There's no way you can change it. A lot of time we go and we try to flip the scriptures and try to make others believe different things about it. But you can't be afraid of the Bible. Just everybody should, I think, actually pick up the Bible for themselves and not be afraid of the Bible, because at the end of the day, the life that we're living, all the things that we're going through are actually in the Bible if you actually take time to read it. And my biggest fear used to be, if I pick up my Bible, what my friends was going to say. I couldn't go in a crowd with them not judging me, because if I'm reading the Bible, I'm telling them I'm learning about it, I change. You don't have to tell a person what you're doing, because they'll notice the change in you. You'll start doing different things. You'll gain a conscience. I want to say you'll gain a conscience. Huh, Diamond, do you agree with me? You'll kind of gain a conscience. You kind of gain a conscience about yourself. Like, if you don't know something is wrong, you do it, and I mean, it don't bother you. But if you know something is wrong and you done read it in a book, which is the Bible, you'll start to know that it's wrong. So you'll have this thing in the back of your mind saying, hey, you're not really supposed to be doing this. So your conscience will kind of eat you up a little bit. So my conscience began to eat me up about a lot of things that I do. So I try to, you know, sometimes you'll get so deep in your Bible, too, to where when you learn there's something wrong, it scares you. So, you know, have you ever read your Bible and then things that start going on around you, then you get discouraged, you stop wanting to read it. You say, no, because if I don't know it, then I won't be I used to tell a lot of my friends say, if I don't know it, then I won't be judged for it by not knowing it. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I tend to put my Bible down and say, nah, I don't want to get to know it, because while I'm knowing it, you know, I'm being something. I used to feel like I was being stoned or something for not knowing it. I mean, for knowing it. You know what I'm saying? But it's not you being stoned. It's you being actually you having a conscience. You feel guilty. You feel ashamed. So you start doing the right thing. So with all that being said, the older people don't understand sometimes that we actually get discouraged by just, it could be one little thing that they say that make us just change our whole thought about going, walking in that church door. It may be us dressing, the way we dress. Sometimes I feel like I'm not wealthy enough to go to some churches because I'd be like, okay, well, they're going to ask for offering. I may not have offering that day, and I might feel like some type of way, you know? Diamond, do you kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We grow up, we may feel like I don't have the money to go and put it in this plate, but you shouldn't really feel that way because if you read in your Bible, you know that if you only have a dime and you give it wholeheartedly, you know that's your last. You give it, you know, you'll be blessed. I mean, either which way, you know, you're giving it, give out the kindness of your heart, like whatever you desire to give. If the Lord know that, you know, you gave it wholeheartedly, I mean, hey, it's gonna work out for you. I just feel that way myself. I can't say for other people. I just feel that way, you know. And once you actually start, don't be afraid to just go get the word. I mean, the word feels good after you start getting to know it. You don't have to tell it. You don't have to be afraid to actually go get the word. That's my thought on tonight. My whole purpose for the show, I wanted to let people know that it's okay. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to feel embarrassed about anything that you want to go to a pastor or whatever place you want to go. If you want to go to the Kingdom Hall, you want to go to the churches, you want to go wherever, stop being afraid, people. Just go gain some knowledge. It's okay. People be afraid of knowledge, period. But knowledge, you have to gain knowledge about the Bible. The Bible is great, and everything that we go through in today's time is in the Bible.
Yes.
So you pick. Don't be afraid to pick up your Bible, people. That's what I wanted to say on tonight. Diamond, what would you like to say?
I would like to I would like to address the just us, like our generation, you know, how we interpret the Bible as opposed to our elders, how they interpret the Bible. Hello?
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
Yeah, and how our elders interpret the Bible, and it's like we have two totally different views when it should all be in the sake of God. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different era. You know what I'm saying? And I think, like I say, that our elders are stuck on tradition and not willing to understand or make that change to understand the understanding of us. You know what I'm saying? The newer generation, because we have seeds and people that look up to us that we are elders of. You feel what I'm saying? I think
children.
That, yeah, we have kids that look up to us. You know, as you know, with that said, you know, we look up to, you know, our elders. You know, we have parents, you know, so we have, and we are parents now. It's like our elders are still so stuck on tradition and stuck into this, you know, this little way of doing things and not letting us, our generation, be able to speak on a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Because no disrespect, call it old fashioned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of
you think that,
with the modern time and the tone and the speech, the way we speak it, you know, we understand that, you know, our elders done it a different way, but you know, we have our time, you know, where we have to speak, you know, it's just a different era where we, you know, how we say it, you know, how we put things, you know, on Front Street, you know,
You're saying the way that we interpret things, you're saying the way that we say things, we shouldn't be ashamed to put it in our own words. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, you know, because, you know, we got things that are happening, and you know, we, you know, in other times we had, like, we had the Martin Luther King, we had the stand up guys that, you know, in those times. But now we have people of power that don't stand up. You know what I'm saying? We have, like, our era, like Jay-Z's and, you know, the people we look up to have the power that don't step forward, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to who have a pedestal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not that pedestal, and it's a breakdown within us, you know what I'm saying, as far as because we're so stuck on the old traditional way. You know, we got Jesse Jackson want to speak up for, you know, he want to go back to the old times, and, you know, it's a different time and different era, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got, so, you know, we're all, you know, here under God.
That they feel like we're going to try to change the Bible, in which we're not going to try to change the Bible because the Bible stands for what it stands for, and you can't change the Bible. But I get what you're saying. You're trying to say that they should don't be afraid to let us teach our kids the way that we know how to teach them. But if it's all coming from the same Bible, they shouldn't be afraid to allow us to teach it to our children the way that we know how to teach it to them. And you're saying that they're not giving us a chance to actually go and do that because they're stuck in their ways, and they're trying to make us do it the exact same way that they did it. And it seems boring to a lot of younger people. They be like, no, we don't want to get it. But it's not boring. But the older people are so afraid that we're going to switch it up. We're not going to switch it up because the Bible stands for what it stands for. We can't change it. It doesn't change. Truth.
Can I speak for the old people here?
Yes, ma'am. Speak for the older people.
Okay. When we were talking about this initially, I think you guys, one of your problems is that you consider that we created this old tradition, but we didn't create this old tradition. This tradition, particularly the way black people worship, was handed down for generations and generations since we came to this country. We had to find a way to worship. Your generation is no different from when we were your age and when our parents were your age. We all wanted to do it differently and to do it our ways. However, when we came up, I'm talking about the 50s and maybe 60s, but particularly the 50s and 40s, we weren't given an option to speak up, and we weren't given an option of whether we wanted to do things differently. There was no invitation given, or
why is it that we are still a minority? You feel what I'm saying? There's so many of us.
Why black people are still the minority?
Yes. Why are we still a minority?
Stick to one subject at a time. Because that's not something that we can deal with, but let's stick to one subject at a time. When you said about older people not wanting to let you change things, I think one of the reasons why they won't let you change things, and it's not that they don't want to. Like I said before, we didn't get an option to change things. They didn't ask us, and you weren't allowed to speak up and make changes because the black men at those times were strongly in charge of the churches. And just as today, they don't allow you to make changes in the church. The church is based on tradition. The Bible is based on tradition. And so that's one of the reasons why you won't see a lot of changes in churches, particularly the black churches, because our churches are based on tradition. Now, one of the things that they have allowed to change is women coming into the church house with pants on, women coming into the church house and speaking. There's a lot of different reasons why things won't change, and particularly in the black church. Years ago, in the 50s and 60s, you would never see a woman walking into a black church with pants on. So things have changed. You might not think of it as a big change, but it is a big change because girls weren't allowed to go with pants on at all. You surely weren't coming into a church house with any pants. and women didn't speak a lot in the church house except in the choirs. So a lot of things have changed. We have women pastors now. We have women evangelists. We have women over parts of the church's house. So things have changed. One of the things that I think why particularly the pastors won't let a lot of things that you guys do come into the church house is because we've always been fearful, and it's happened, but we're more fearful of it today than ever before, is that you will bring your music from the streets into the church house and disguise it as gospel. And so that's one of the reasons that churches are not too quick to allow young people to come in and do what they want to do. And the other thing is the type of clothing that women wear now. So that's one of that's some of the reasons why things won't be changed. But we have made a lot of progress in black churches where you wouldn't not be allowed to do things that you're allowed to do now.
I didn't understand that our music as a cover up for gospel. I understand that.
No, what I'm saying about that is a lot of times over the history of the black church, we find a lot of music that was out in the world being played on secular radio was turned into, let's say, particularly the blues. A lot of the blues songs were turned into gospel songs. They weren't traditional gospel songs. And out of the blues world, a lot of those songs came into the church. So that's one of the reasons why the churches are so apprehensive about hip-hop, is because some of it, you know, doesn't apply to the word.
Okay, hold on, y'all. I understand you went back to the clothing.
Praises to God.
I would like to speak on this because y'all both went through. Allow Reddy to speak a little bit. As far as the clothing, Ms. Beasley, the clothing changes aren't the problem that I think we have the problem with. I don't agree with. I feel like once you actually get into your Bible, you start to feel some type of way, so you won't choose to wear those mini skirts. It's appropriate for the church house. And I mean, we can't judge people by what they wear to the church house, the pants and stuff like that. The kind of traditional, as far as that, I don't, you know, that's not the problem. And the music wise, I feel like, you can do spoken word in churches, but like when it comes to hip hop, I think people won't. I don't think our generation will actually be that ignorant to come in and try to make like curse words into the church. I don't think that would be like a problem. But I mean,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what has happened in history. I'm not saying that they'll do that at all. I'm just saying based on history, that's what's happened, and that's some of the reasons that I'm aware of as to why the traditional black churches are hesitant about some things. I'm not saying that's the rule. I'm just saying those are the things that I'm aware of.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, when it comes to the clothing thing and, like, about the evangelists and the women speakers and all that there, I understand that they're allowing that kind of things, and, I mean, that's something that they went into, but I'm saying when it comes to actually speaking out in churches, like allowing like some of the things to go on as far as how people worship and stuff like that, people be scared to go to the church house. A lot of people be afraid. Hold on, somebody has some background noises. We need to clear that. Some people be afraid to go into the churches because they're afraid that they'll be talked about and laughed at, and you know, just scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're scared to get the word because of how they, you know, they may not have some of the things like that the other people inside the church houses have. I mean, and they afraid that the older people going to talk real bad to them. I mean, people are judgmental. That went back to when I said everybody that say that they're a Christian is not a Christian. You understand what I'm saying? But you have to know, and you have to take heed yourself to know that you have to be able to look and see this stuff, and you have to pray for that kind of stuff to, like, not bother you. You know what I'm saying? Because just because of Susie over here may think of something is one way, and Sally over here think of something is another way. No, if it ain't in the Bible, it's just not supposed to happen. So all that right there, that's what I'm saying as far as do y'all kind of get what I'm saying? Like, as far as some of the things that goes on in the church houses, like, people be afraid to go to the church houses because of so much.
Oh, yeah, I understand. That makes good sense, and it has, and in some churches, young people are made to feel that way. And I've witnessed that myself, and so it does make not only the young people, but sometimes older people feel uncomfortable when they go to a place, and particularly if it's a church where the people are big on clothing, they're big on showing what they have and all that stuff. Those type of churches, sometimes that's what the people are focused on, and they're not focused on the Word of God. So I do understand that. It does make great sense. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. The line hung up Diamond, so I had to merge him back in. He had told me to call him. I was listening to you speak, but I had merged him back in.
He's back? Okay.
Yeah, I just merged him back on. What I'm saying is I understand that, too, because, I mean, some of the churches, some of the people are discouraged because they don't have the income, they don't have the nice clothes, they don't have the name brand stuff, they don't have the nice cars that the people drive, they don't have the $500 and $600 to put in the church plate. And sometimes you just feel unwanted in the church house, but sometimes you can go to churches and feel so, so wanted and so accepted. And, I mean, you have to just find out what place fits you. And, I mean, I don't like the fact that people argue about religion. So that discourages a lot of people. People arguing about religion. I feel like if you're a Christian, you're not going to argue about religion. You're just going to tell a person the way you was raised. Like, I was raised Baptist. Like I told you before, I was raised Baptist. So, I mean, but I know that being raised as a Baptist, some of the Baptist people that I was around, I can say did different things that I didn't approve of and stuff like that. So it's like they went and they, like, Bob Burrow and stuff, and I was thinking to myself, as a child, that discourages you, and, like, you hear them cussing and carrying on, that discourages you, so you thinking to yourself, like, well, I ain't supposed to do all this because, I mean, hey, they supposed to be Christians, but, I mean, they talking about each other. I'm seeing them lie to people. I mean, you know, they lied. They just lied right in front of my face, and, I mean, this is the person I looked up to, but you have to learn. That's why I say you have to get the Word, get the Bible, learn the Bible, understand the Bible, and know that those people, you can't judge them, but know that that's not the kind of Christian that you want to be. So you have to be the Christian. You have to actually go by the Bible. Being a Christian, you have to speak the Bible. It comes basically from the Bible. It's Bible principles. You learn the Bible principles, you put it into action for yourself. Don't be worried about that person over there. I can go to the Baptist church and I see her over here. She lying to somebody, talking about somebody. Oh, girl, look at her. Look at this right here. That discouraged me as a child. You know what I'm saying? And then I get in the back seat of my car, and then I'm looking down the street and I see the pastor over here, and the pastor's raping the people and all kind of stuff was going on. So, I mean, that's a discouragement to a young person when they're trying to go to church, because your parents is making you go to church first of all. And when they make you go to church first of all, and then you seeing all this go on, you thinking to yourself, I'm not going back to the church when I go home. But you have to know for yourself to just actually get up and say, hey, that person might wasn't a Christian. You know what I'm saying? And when you get in the Bible, you can't judge that person. You just have to pray for that person. And, I mean, you have to look past that and just get it for yourself. I mean, that's why I went to a different religion. I was like, okay, I want to study this religion. And so when I went to this other religion, I went back to my religion and was trying to see why my religion didn't like these people. My religion told me these people didn't believe in Jesus Christ. I went to this religion, these people talk about Jesus Christ. So I knew that my religion was doing something totally different. They was like, no. They fight. It's battles of the religions. And but I understand when you don't worship either gods, you don't supposed to worship either gods. I know that for a fact, because, I mean, there's only one true God. That's the same person. Why can't all Christians gather together? I was asked, and I understand why people ask me all the time. Sean, they say, Red, are you crazy? You going to these churches, you learn, you go to the kingdom hall, you try to go different places to see what you're doing. But they say, we actually seeing that you actually changing, so it got to be something that you learning. I'm telling them, I'm not learning from the religions, I'm learning from the Bible. You get what I'm saying? I'm not learning from the religions. The religion part, I can care not about. But I learned from the Bible. Like, it could be a preacher over here teaching me something, and I learned from him. I might like him. I might see his walks and talks. If he's doing the right thing as a Christian, I might go there. You know what I'm saying? I go to that church. But if I decide I want to go to the Kingdom Hall because these people are all nice to me, I shouldn't be stoned because I go to the Kingdom Hall. That's crazy. That's that right. That walks me sometimes. I'm listening. You can go ahead.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. You said that's right?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with the way you feel, because we're in the same era, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, I feel the same way you feel. You know, it's hard, you know what I'm saying, for us to go in the church because we're already prejudged by our elders, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's so stuck on tradition, you know, and we have a spiritual sense, you know, more than one, you know, more than one would know, you know what I'm saying? But they don't want to acknowledge that, you know what I'm saying? So
you can go ahead. I'm sorry. You can go ahead, Diamond. I wasn't talking to you. I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
No, I mean that's all I had to say.
Yeah, and I mean.
Are we the only one speaking?
Do we have any callers? Callers, hello. Can you introduce yourself? We have a new caller on the line. Can you just say hi?
Hello.
May I ask whom we're speaking to on tonight?
My name is Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Okay, now I can hear you.
On tonight, we're talking about people being afraid to go into the churches and things of that nature. I don't know what your age group is or whatever, but I know your age group because I know who you are. But can you share with them, like, do you want to say anything about the topic or anything?
No, I'm just listening at the moment because I kind of just getting in on the end of the conversation. I'm listening, but I'll participate, but I'm listening now.
Oh, okay. Well, we were speaking pretty much.
Do you feel like the elders of the church are stuck on tradition, the traditional way, which I think should be kind of put to the side and acknowledge that we also have a spiritual sense of God in our generation? That's kind of what we're kind of talking on. Does anybody want to elaborate or speak on it as far as, you know, the generational change, you know what I'm saying, and some, you know, getting out of the tradition, you know what I'm saying? So
you saying that you're asking us, do we agree that we should get out the tradition of things?
Yeah, I think that we should, because the, you know.
It depends on what part of the tradition you're talking about, Diamond, because the Bible don't change, so we can't go in and change the Bible. We can't change
the way
the Bible was taught and stuff like that. We have to go by basically the Bible is the Bible, and it stands for itself. It never changes. We change as people because we're imperfect, but the Bible never changes. God's word is just what it is today, tomorrow, and it's going to always stay the same. So as far as that, we can't change that. But I understand. I'm trying to get what you're saying. Like, are you saying that we should I agree with you on some of the things as far as the people scaring us from going to church.
Right. Our elders.
Yeah, our elders.
I understand how your elders are stopping you from church. I still don't understand how they're stopping you from going to church or why they turn you away. I still haven't understood that yet.
And I disagree with that. Now, some people can make you feel unwanted. They look at you and make you stir you down when you go into the church house. It's not always the elders.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say you have to get to know Christians. A poor Christian is not going to make you feel some type of way. You get what I'm saying? Now, you might feel that type of way on your own if you know that you're doing something wrong. You get what I'm saying? If you know that you're doing something wrong, you may feel some type of way. But when you know a true Christian, no matter what religion, no matter what church, no matter what denomination you in, you will notice a true Christian if you get that Bible from yourself. That's what I'm saying. That's what made me want to go and study other religions, because I saw another person living a certain way, and I was like, I want to live that way. Like, why don't they get so angry? Like, when people do stuff to them, why they not get mad? You know what I'm saying? How is it that they not get mad? And I know that over here I was raised, and we get mad and we cuss, and you know what I'm saying? We carry on some type of way in this denomination, but that's why a lot of people get in these churches that's called non-denominational. And so they go in and they try to practice a certain kind of way too, but sometimes you might not agree on some of the things that they do. So, I mean, that's why I say you have to get the Bible, gain the knowledge, practice it, and get to know it, so you'll be able to identify a true Christian, and you won't be so discouraged when you walk in a church house or when you walk in a kingdom
Christians fall under all denominations. There was no church listed on the church except the Church of Christ. There was no church listed. Jesus just told them to go out and give the good news of the gospel. He didn't give a church. There are a lot of churches under the name of Christianity. They may be Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist. They're listed under a lot of different ways. The only thing that's different is the Jewish religion. That's the only religion that's different from the Christian, and that is for the Jews, and the Christianity was for the Gentiles. But what I'm trying to get you guys to tell me is, what is it that you want different? Because the church has to be based on tradition. That's what the Bible was based on, tradition. When the churches were just started, they were given a tradition of how things should go based on the Word of God. So some things you might want not like, but they're based on what the Word says, and that's the way the church has to be functioned. It has to function just the way God gave the directions on it. It was not a choice. It was a command. But I don't understand, when everybody is not following the way God says we are to be as Christians, as followers of Christ, then we don't take judgments on them that they're not doing anything right. They may be seeking God and not really focusing all their all of God's commandments and all his creeds. And so our job is not to stand in judgment of them. Our job is to pray for them so that they would be all that God would call them to be, and that we would be all that God called us to be. So even though you get into a church house and it's not what you think it should be, you can get into the church house and start working and letting the people in the church see that the way you want to worship is no different from the way they want to worship. It's just a newer time. You know, your music is different. Maybe you do things different, but you have to be a part of that church house. And God says that we must come together as one, because that's how we get our interpretation of his word. A lot of things we can't interpret ourselves, but if we go in there, that's why pastors are there. They're to teach us and to oversee our soul. God puts them in charge of us, and he holds them to the highest standards allowed in his word, and he tells them so that if they don't do what he says do, that they will have to answer to him. So we don't worry about what pastors don't do, because they have to answer to God. They can't answer to us. They have to answer to God. So my suggestion is, if they see things different in the church, maybe come to the pastor, present those things that you think are different or that you think need to be changed. And then you'll see if he's open to changing those things. If he's too stuck in tradition and he just won't move, he won't take exceptions, then that means you need to pray about it and ask God. But you always pray when you go to a church, and you always ask God, is this where we want you to be? Because we don't know where we're supposed to go.
That's what I said, but she said in her words, and I said it in my words. You get it? That's why I was telling you. the words, the Bible never changes, and the way things are set up to go on inside these facilities that we call churches and kingdom halls and worship places of worship. We're gonna call those places of worship. Those things are what they desire to do inside those places of worship. What I'm telling you is that the Bible never changes. So the people that you're looking at and the people that are judging you shouldn't be judging you in the first beginning. So nobody is able to judge, period. So people still do, but I mean that's not something that you're supposed to do as a Christian. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say you have to, if you don't like something that's going on in one place, like if you don't like something that's going on in some apartment complex, you get up and you move. So if you don't like something that's going on in that particular place of worship, you get up and you move for yourself. That's what I had to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's not correct. You're not supposed to just move for yourself. You're supposed to pray on it and ask God if He would have you leave this place, or is this something that I'm not doing? Because you can't know the direction for your life. You have to pray and ask God, should you go there? Because oftentimes when you leave that church and you decide to go leave that church and you decide to go to another church, you'll run into the same church that you just left. So all decisions want to come straight, you have to go to God about it.
I agree on that, Ms. Beasley. I said that wrong, but I'm saying within a person, you sure right, because I found myself going, you can go from church to church to church and have the same problem, because it might be something within yourself. You have to pray to higher people and ask Him to lead you where you need to be. That's what I want to say. You need to ask Him to lead you where you need to be, because I mean it might be something that you just, it might be something that like sometimes it be something good to welcome you, and then something is steady discouraging you, and something is steady standing. It could be something small, and you might not just understand it, because sometimes some of the things that go on, we don't understand it, but it's right. You know what I'm saying? It's just right, but you have to ask. And I mean, once you get to know people around you that's Christian for real, you'll feel it, and you can see it. You know what I'm saying? You can see it for yourself. You get what I'm saying? You see those things. It'll draw you closer to Him if that's what you're really trying to do. You get what I'm saying? Just pray about it. I learned that when you pray about things, some people might think you're going crazy, but if you pray about things, you'll feel way much better, because the man above actually hears us as we ask things. It might not be exactly what we asked for, because I feel like sometimes we want some things for ourselves instead of the things that we need. We be wanting different stuff, and we wonder, like, why God ain't giving it to us. But it's something that you just want. You know what I'm saying? It's just something. It might not be right for you. You get what I'm saying? It might not be right for you, so He's not going to give you something that's not right for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I agree with you.
So, at the end of the day, the word never changes. It's the people that we want to change or want to be different, but it don't work like that. I mean, because the Bible never changes. It stays the same. I mean, no matter where we go.
Right.
And I thank y'all for calling Blog Talk Radio, too, because, I mean, like at first, when we first came on, Ms. Beasley, I'm going to tell you something. I spoke with Diamond. And I was telling him before, when he first started the subject, I was like, no, that's a very touchy subject.
Yep.
But a lot of people don't understand that sometimes we want to do the right thing, but like if a person don't get to know exactly what it is you're trying to say, they won't allow you to say it. They'll stop you right there at the threshold, and then you feel some type of way about it. So I appreciate everybody that's listening on tonight, and and everybody that came on the show, I appreciate it. I mean, I want people, anybody that heard this message, to know that gain the knowledge for yourself. Knowledge is something we're sometimes afraid of. We're afraid to learn, but if you learn something with the Bible within itself, it's very, 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 very pleasing. I mean, to the soul. I mean, it's soul food. I mean, the words from the Bible is soul food to me. And with me being
I'm very proud of you, Ms. Reddy.
Thank you so much. But anybody that know me from just being Sean, the street Sean, y'all will know that I've came a long way. And if you just come around me now and you actually see the things that I'm doing, I can't. You don't boast and brag, because boasting and bragging is not It don't mean, just because I tell you something don't mean it is actually true. But if you ask me, me and me do the right thing, maybe some of my friends will do the same thing that I'm doing. So that's why I try not to, if I say I'm something or doing something, when you start reading the Bible, you start to try to do the right thing. You try to tame your tongue to do the right thing as well. So you try not to do the wrong thing. But, I mean, if you see me doing something wrong, know that I'm imperfect as well. You know what I'm saying? So don't just judge me by my imperfections, because everybody is imperfect. You know what I'm saying? There's no man alive that's perfect right now. And know that Jesus was perfect. And, I mean, he was the ransom that they gave. You know, that was the ransom sacrifice. So, I mean, know that it's still good to learn something. You know, and don't be afraid of the Bible. That's my whole thing. Don't be afraid of the Holy Word. I mean, it feels so good. I'm telling y'all, it just feels so good. I don't know what else to say, y'all. Somebody else, go ahead and start speaking, because, when I get to talking about the Bible, I feel so good, and it makes me feel so good on the inside. So, I don't know. I get happy. I don't know. I just be feeling good. I mean, and sometimes we get discouraged too, because once we're trying to learn the Bible, something is changing our life to make us, like, miss our Bible studies and stuff like that. Something might just come up and we just tend to do something different. But don't let that happen, y'all. If y'all start studying the Word, the Bible, start taking time out to read your Bibles at least once a day. I mean, y'all will find it that it's you'll learn a lot of stuff that goes on out here in this real world, and we thinking we doing something new, and we not doing nothing new. Everything that's going on in this world and happened before, and it's right there in that Bible. I don't know. I'm learning myself, y'all, and I mean, hey, say y'all. I don't know. But thank y'all for calling Blog Talk. That's all I can say. And, I mean, the Bible is something nice. We have about 13 minutes left, y'all.
I'm excited that what the Holy Ghost is doing to you, that he's opened up your eyes so that you can hear, so that you can see. And what you say when you say you're excited, it makes you excited. That's just the Holy Spirit letting you know that he's there, that he's listening to you, and he's just touching you. And so that's what that response, that's what that is. That's what makes you so happy is that word. When you read the Bible, you learn that the word is real. It's not just words on the paper. In the Bible, Jesus says, taste me and see. And when you taste him and you start getting that word on the inside of you, your life starts to make a change. It starts to make a difference. And things that before weren't, you just heard it in the church house, you heard it from somebody, it becomes real in your soul. And so when you get excited about that word, that's the Holy Spirit coming into your life. And when the Holy Spirit comes in, he makes things that didn't make sense. He helps you to understand why the older people live the way they live in the church house and why they do the things that they do. And he gives you an understanding and appreciation for why Jesus died for you on the cross. So just if you don't understand why people are doing things, just stay in that word and just stay listening to the minister. Sometimes you may not understand everything that's in the Bible. And when you read it and you don't, you ask God for discernment so that he can help you to understand what his word is saying. And so when you listen with the pastor, if you don't understand what he's saying, it's always good to go ask and good to tell him that you don't, so that he can take his method of study, focus around helping you understand what God's word is saying, because his word is real. His promises are true. And I'm very happy to hear that the Holy Spirit is touching your life and he's giving you that excitement, that when you hear that word, something inside you jumps, and that's nothing but the Holy Spirit living inside you. So we thank God allowing that to happen to you, for him touching your body and making that word become real. And when you begin to hear his voice in your ear, it's a real soft voice. And some people hear it and some people don't. But I'm excited about young people wanting to make changes. I'm excited about young people wanting to do things differently in the church. But you just can't go into a church and think that you're going to make different. You can make them different in your own way, but the Bible is based on tradition. And so we have to follow that tradition because that's what God gave us to do. You know, when they built the sanctuary, built the thing. So, you know, go in there and but get in the bed in the church house. Be a part of what the church is doing. That's how you make changes in the church house. That's how you make older people sit back and say, oh, yeah, okay, we can make those changes. But you have to be a part of it. You have to go in there and show that you want to be a part of the church because the church isn't the building. It's not the people. It's God. And so we have to go in there. And with due respect to God, we have to go in there. And so God will allow you to make those changes, but you still have to be give recognition to those traditions that he set forth. But go into the church house with your own ideas and let it be known that you like to do this or you like to be different. And so the minister will accept it, and all the people will accept it when they find out that you're really interested in this, and you have to show them that you're doing this based on God's word, and you present it in that way. And I think a lot of young people just don't want to surrender. And that's the hardest part about when you say that you're a Christian, is having to surrender your will, having to give up things, having to change. And all pastors are not what they're supposed to be, but it's our job to pray for him that he will and pray for the people that stand in judgment of you when you come into the church house. That's your job, is to pray for them. If they make a judgment on you, that's their problem. Well, that's something that they're lacking.
I needed that. Yeah, I so appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
Yes, because I think when you start saying that part, I started feeling it kind of like he was ready for you to say that, and I didn't know how to say it to you, Diamond, because like I'm trying to get there. You get what I'm saying? So he said, you can't be, like, we can't just go in the church house and just expect to just, hey, I want this done. I mean, we have to actually go in and show them that we're actually want to be a part of it. I mean, some people will go in, take your thoughts into consideration, but at first, like you said, at first, people think that young people are crazy. I mean, because some of the words, you have to pay attention to some of the words that come out of our mouth. You know what I'm saying? Now, they're not used to that. They'd be like, what is she talking about? What is he talking about? And, I mean, they seeing us, and I mean, it'd be foolish, you know, to them. But, like I say, things that people are afraid of things that they don't know. You know what I'm saying? But once they get to know you and get to understand who you are and what you're trying to say, then more than likely, if it's something within God's will and it's something that's godly, they'll be more than likely ready to change it, because, I mean, it may help the church alone. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
As far as, like, the way people do singing and stuff like that, I've been to churches where people have old church singing and a lot of people stop going to the churches and stuff like that. Then you see some new churches where they all up there doing all kinds of stuff, you know? And, I mean, that's a part of the new era. That's the stuff that they didn't change. And sometimes we look at people and say, why are they doing that in the church, you know? And we young, too, so we say, why are they doing that in the church? Because we so used to the old traditions sometimes, too. And like I say, you know, everything that they do, we might not agree with because the pants. My grandmother would have a total fit if she was living right now and seen people coming in the church houses with the pants on.
I have a hard time with it. I can't accept that. I just, even though I know that people do it, I know that churches, the pastors have accepted it, but I just can't get with it. I mean, Pastor Terry told me once, you know, you can come into the church with pants on. My wife do it, and I have more than ample respect for Sister Terry, but I came out of church in God in Christ. I can't go into a church house with pants. I can't even go. I have a hard time even going into the gym with pants on. I can't get used to that. I see it. You know, like one of my friends, you know, I know she's Holy Ghost filled, and their church lets them wear pants. I just can't get with it. I can't wear pants to church. It's not going to happen.
That's what I said. That's something that you have instilled in yourself. That's a tradition. That's the way you was raised. And like I was raised that way, too. So I can't, I don't understand the way women evangelists and stuff now, how they speak in the church houses and how some women own their own churches, because I wasn't raised like that. So it's like, they don't own the church, but you know they're actually, you know, standing in head leadership of the church in headship, and I can't get with that. I can't understand that program, but it's happening now. And I mean, I can't say that they aren't giving the word. So that's what I'm saying. We got to just, you know, wherever God is leading you to, and I mean, you have to pray about it. You know what I'm saying? Pray about it and pray that He show you some kind of. Give you some kind of understanding of it. You know what I'm saying?
Some of the women are in the church house now because God has called them, and whenever men won't step up and do what they're supposed to do, then God will put a woman in that position. He's done it in the Bible. There are times when He did bring women forth, but a lot of church houses, they will not accept a woman as a pastor. So that's just something that the churches have made up. They made a tradition. And in the Jewish tradition, it said that women can't preach. So, again, we go back to traditions. We go back to traditions. We go back to what some pastors are comfortable with. In Baptist churches, some of them don't mind. Some Baptist churches, the women can't preach. Church of God in Christ, women can't preach. They can evangelize, but they can't preach. So it's all based on traditions. It's all based on what people want to put inside their religion. And you have to, as Reddy said, you have to go and look at the Bible and see what the Bible says about all these things. And some things you have to pray about because there's nothing in the Bible about it.
Yeah. And you can't put stuff in, you can't add stuff in the Bible, you can't remove it. We have 4 minutes left on tonight, callers, and I appreciate you all for calling Blog Talk Radio. Tonight has been a great, it turned out to be a success. It turned out to be great. I appreciate everybody that.
Yes, I enjoyed it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you all, we are on every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Our phone number is 310-982-4126. We have a women's conference, our first annual women's conference that's coming up on October 25th. I would like to invite every woman that can hear my voice, every woman that wants to come. It's from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. on October the 25th at the First Free Will Baptist Church on the corner of Wheatland and Clark Road in Duncanville. I have the physical address. Ms. Beasley, do you know the physical address off the top of your head?
At the Church, Will Baptist Church at 1415 West Wheatland Road. It's at the Clark corner of Clark and Wheatland, as already said. It starts from 12 to 4. We have some dynamic speakers coming on board, and we will be having a men's conference in March of 2015. So we're asking Mr. Diamond to present Street Talk on that conference. And so I am not going to ever say anything to you two about your subjects ever again, because this turned out to be a great talk, and I'm very, very impressed with you guys. So I won't say nothing else about what you guys do on these talk shows, because you guys have proven to me that you are very good hosts and you're very prepared. So I'm just very thankful to God that both of you are on this show.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
I enjoyed it too. I enjoyed it tonight.
Oh, Miss Sharon, Miss Sharon, I hear you. How are you on tonight?
Hey, I've been listening.
Oh,
you didn't hear
okay.
me?
Okay,
yeah,
you can say something, Ms. Sharon. I'm sorry.
No, I just said I really enjoyed it tonight. I was listening.
Okay, and Ms. Sean Kelly, I hear you as well. We thank you for calling. Don't let this be your last time calling either, because we're on every Friday night, and as you see, your sister Reddy and Diamond D and Ms. Beasley.
All right.
We have a lot
of
time.
60 seconds going on. We've got to close out late.
Go ahead and pray us out, please, Ms. Beasley.
Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. And Lord, we thank
you
for allowing us to talk. allowing us to talk about your word and talk with each other and have differences of opinions, but we all came together saying that your word is true. And we depend on you, and we love you, and we're grateful, Lord, that you love us too. And, Lord, bless Reddy and bless Diamond as they go about their lives this week. Lord,
I'm
we
here.
Just want to thank you. Thank you for all. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Stop.
All right. Good night, guys.